Sarah's dad. He's got it on like 24/7, doesn't he?
He has WGN on speed dial to call in.
That's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how much he wants to be on the... You know, Byron, you could just come
into the studio. No, he can't.
Okay.
No,
like, we're on the radio right now.
No, Byron, that couch is very comfortable.
you don't need to call in. We're right here.
Byron, sit back down. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call. It takes a full length special announcement, Sarah.
We actually have a golf special for all of our listeners today. If you call our office, 708-863-5735, today before midnight, and you end up choosing us for your concrete project over $10,000, you will get to golf in a foursome with my father, with yourself, and one friend at any golf course that you want. Go big.
Any?
In the Chicagoland area. Yeah. That's the fine print.
I was like, wait a second.
That's the fine print.
We're going to Whistling Straits right now.
Any golf course in the Chicagoland area. So all of you golfers, especially my lady golfers, because maybe then I could join that foursome.
Sure.
Woo.
Like it.
I think Scotland's kind of in the Chicagoland area.
It feels like it. It really seems like it.
St. Andrews?
Yeah, that's fine. St. Andrews.
It's right around the corner.
It's a suburb of
Chicago.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Totally.
I wouldn't mind Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach is good, too.
But remember, any job over $10,000, and you have to call today to schedule that estimate.
All right. And if you don't want to golf with Byron, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
You'll take his place.
Yes. I'm a okay golfer.
Phone number.
708-863-5735.
What else are we talking about? You want to talk about commercial jobs?
Yes. Commercial and industrial parking lots. So now might be a time when your facility or your business are planning for how you're going to spend your budgeted dollars before the end of the year. If you have an asphalt parking lot and you're doing yearly maintenance, we see a benefit to switching over to concrete, as you would have no maintenance for your facility. And some people are intimidated by the price of concrete over asphalt. Naturally, that is a natural concern. Concrete will be about 20 to 30% more than your asphalt lot, but you remove the price of yearly asphalt maintenance.
Have you done the math? So, for example, our customers... Wood deck versus composite deck, right? So we'll always tell them, if you're going to be in your house for 7 years or more, go with composite.
Right.
Because you're going to have to pay at least twice to get it stained, if not more. And then in that 7 years, you might even have to do some repairs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right?
Replace depending some on the planks, right?
Yeah, something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So has Andreas and Sons done some kind of math saying, hey, your ROI, especially a facility, if it's a house, I might sell in 7 years. But a facility, I might be there for 30.
Sure.
So do you know roughly what the math might look like is, hey, if you have an asphalt, you're going to have to repair, you're going to have to seal coat, then maybe we're going to have to take a section out. Do we know?
So what I would encourage facility owners to do is look at your last 5 years and look at
expenses,
sure, what you have spent, and then project that forward for the next, if you're going to be in that facility for the next 20 years, you can estimate what your maintenance costs are, which is really dependent on the size of the lot.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're looking at eight stall parking lots, or you're looking at a 100 stall parking lot. And I also want to discuss how you can do this in phases. We work with businesses to do yearly or sometimes every few years to do your parking lot in phases, which might be a little bit more budget friendly. So you can do one section of the lot this year, do the second section the next year, or split it up dependent on your budgeting goals.
And your transitions between asphalt and concrete, you guys take care of that?
Yes.
Like with expansion joints or something like that?
Right, we'll saw cut the asphalt nicely and put a nice expansion joint, and then we'll just be able to pour the concrete against that expansion joint when we come back.
Wow.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned ROI. I mean, to me, if you know, you're going to get that, if you spend more money on concrete initially, I mean, and you, commercial or residential, you end up selling it at some point, you're going to get it's going to be worth more.
Exactly.
It's a higher value.
To me, it's a selling point.
I do want to highlight a facility that maybe isn't, I'm not calling out commercial and industrial, but churches. Churches. We have done this for churches previously, some in the city of Chicago, because they're looking at the next not just 20, 30, 50. They're looking at the next 100 years of their church. So I also want to throw that out there for park districts, churches, municipalities.
You're going to guarantee concrete for 100 years?
No, okay. But, you know, I'm thinking about their their budgeting and
no,
their forecasting. We're, that might be different than a privately owned business.
Of course.
They're doing major road work in Northbrook right now by where I live, right? They're, you know, re-blacktopping. And it's probably, I've lived there 20-some years. It's probably the third or fourth time that they've done it.
Doesn't
and
last.
I'm like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just like, it just, and it's not just Northbrook. I mean, it's like
everywhere.
It's every municipality. I'm like, why don't we spend the money on concrete? Right. And yes, you're going to have to cut some concrete out and you're going to have to repair some holes and there's going to be things, weather and all that stuff. But we could land 747s with 200 people on it. And I've never seen a runway shut down because of potholes.
Right.
Okay. It drives me crazy.
But what about the job security?
I don't care about the job security.
You know, okay? So if we build it to only last 3 to 5 years,
that's
then
the next point.
Then somebody's going to have a job in 3 to 5 years.
Well, then guess what?
Okay.
That go work on something else.
Okay, got it.
But when's the last time you had to shut a runway down at O'Hare because there was a pothole and we couldn't drop planes on it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year?
That's a good point.
I understand, you know, you got a higher density of concrete and they got rebar stronger and, you know, you could drop
as they should
elephants 100%. But why aren't we building roads that last instead of wasting time having people stand in traffic and ruin cars? And
it's a wonderful question.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, I mean, do you think it's just because we're used to it? So, hey, I had an asphalt driveway, so I'm going to get another asphalt driveway. I had an asphalt parking lot, so I'm going to get another asphalt parking lot.
I think that's maybe the residential consumer's mind. I have no idea what our government is doing.
Well, yeah. You know what? That's actually, we're not going to talk politics on this show, but that's a good question mark for everyone.
I passed two commercial sites, one right down the street from me off of Sanders. Sanders and Dundee. Josh's Hot Dogs is there. They're redoing that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, digging up. I passed another one in Northbrook, on the other side of Northbrook. You know, these are privately owned strip malls.
Yes.
Or, you know, that are owned by a consortium of people, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not owned by the government. And they're taking out old blacktop and putting in new blacktop. I'm like, what are you doing? It
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
It shuts down the businesses, access to the businesses. I don't get it.
And when I look at the conversion from asphalt to concrete, I would encourage people, if they're going to do it in phases, to work on the high traffic areas first. Your entrances into your parking lot. If you have high forklift traffic in the back, look at those high traffic areas first to determine if you're going to do this in sections, which section to do first.
Phone number for our listeners.
708-863-5735. Don't forget, any job over 10,000. You can golf anywhere with my dad. Call today.
I like how that's a selling point with my dad.
Yeah.
Right?
He's
if you
fun.
Knew Byron, he's a good time. He just won't stop talking.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want to have to say you want to golf for like 4 hours, 5 hours, and not have to say a word, golf with Byron because he will fill up the airtime.
Absolutely.